Hey guys, welcome to AfterBuzz TV's Teen Mom 2 After Show. I'm your host, Mackenzie Fain. I have Mama Lee in the building tonight. Stick with us. We're going to cover all of this episode, Season 9, Episode 22.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Whoa, a lot happened this episode. This episode is, like I said, Season 9, Episode 22, Truth Hurts. The truth does hurt, and this time it clicked right away.
Good.
I'm your host, Mackenzie Fain. Thank you so much for tuning in. And who do we have the pleasure of hanging out with tonight?
That'd be Mama Fain. Lee.
What?
I don't even know my name.
I don't know your name either, lady. All right. Well, what did you think overall of this episode? I have to ask.
Drama. Good. Exciting. Fun stuff. So that's what I thought about it. I thought we learned a lot about... You just went right in front of my camera. But yeah, I thought it was a really good episode.
Gotta get rid of you. And me, gotta get rid of those technical difficulties. Mm. Didn't do it as flawlessly as I'd hoped.
I know, I'm like, oh.
Okay. I thought it was good. I thought there was a lot of meat in there. Mm. So let's jump right on in. We start off with Chelsea, who's really excited about this new property that they bought and they got accepted. So that was really great.
Oh, yeah.
And really the base of their whole segment was this pride parade, which just showed how, you know, supportive and open and great parents they are to raise their kids in such a home where everything's accepted and they're going to be loved no matter what. And I mean, they went all out and it was just really cool for them, for their little family to enjoy such a cool, positive day.
I totally agree. And Cole looked amazing.
So
he was
good.
So cute in that outfit.
And his muscles, like, I know. Couldn't even stop looking at them. He's just so cute. I love him. Mm-hmm. That jumper was just amazing.
Oh, it was fantastic.
And I love how even though it was uncomfortable, he still put up with it.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, they were really cute, and it looked like a fantastic time.
Yeah.
And I'd love to go to one. It must be just so much fun, you know, all the love, all, you know, if you're there, it's because you want to be there.
Yeah.
Know? So it would probably be a very nice time, and the kids were having a great time, and it was cute.
What a great, you know, supportive and just healthy way to bring up your kids in such an environment where no matter what, I mean, even not even talking about being gay, lesbian, whatever, you know, no matter what I do, my parents are going to accept me.
Yeah.
No matter how different I am, how, you know, strange, you know, or whatever, or I go against this or I'm this.
Right. Right.
It's really cool. And I loved it. And Chelsea's just so cute and excited about everything. So that was great. We move on to Brianna, who goes to Dominican Republic with John. They go ziplining. They have a great time. And then she kind of brings up ring, marriage, and house, and babies, and all this stuff. Like, it wasn't even like, you know, maybe we should, like, talk about moving in together. It was like, baby, ring, house, and money combining, and death do us part. Like,
yeah. Yeah, exactly. You know, I mean, she did, you know, jump into it and all, but I'm pretty sure that they've had, you know, many conversations about each topic, but she did throw it all out there. And I was glad, you know, that she asked the hard questions, like, what are we going to do? But I thought it was really funny that after she asked about all that stuff, then she was said she would have to, he would have to spend more time with the kids and she would have to ease into it. So, I mean, you've been with him for a year. How come the easing hasn't happened?
Wow, I didn't even pick up on that. That's such a great, such great insight, because that is so true. And how could you be talking about a ring and a house with some and marriage with somebody that you still need to make sure they're good with your kids. And Nova doesn't even, I mean, we'll talk about that, but Nova doesn't even know that they're dating. So
exactly.
I don't, I mean, and, which is a great thing. They're not, really, they're, I mean, I don't know. What do you think about that, Nova not knowing?
I don't think there's any reason why she shouldn't know. Her mother's gonna date. She's single. She's not married. She's, the guy doesn't live here. You know, I mean.
But, and they've been together for a year.
Right.
So it's not like, oh, we've been dating for a couple of days. I shouldn't tell Nova.
Exactly. You know that you're going to, you know, after a 6-month period, you kind of, and if things are still moving forward, then, you know, I don't believe in like moving somebody in and having him meet the kids. I mean, unfortunately, it didn't work out, but.
Well, that was going to be another thing. Like, we all know that they're not together. So it's just interesting that. Like, the way he answered it was so good. Mm-hmm. I don't think there was anything really wrong with how he answered it and their whole conversation. So the fact that they're not together, just, you can't help but know and think that either something wasn't right at that time or, I don't know.
Yeah, well, you know, maybe she was just wanting more, but she wants to take it slow too. But, you know, maybe their lives at the time, because she says that he definitely didn't cheat on her and that's not what it was. There was none of that. But I don't know why, you know, they're not together now. But I think I think Nova could have known that I have a guy friend, you know, that I go on dates with.
Yeah.
I don't see that as a bad thing for her.
A bad thing that I did see was when they're on FaceTime and Nova's like, she's like, where's Grandma? She's like, yes. Oh, she's smoking a cigarette. I'm like, oh my God, that irks me so badly.
I know.
But, you know, I think him wanting to spend more time with the girls is great. And her wanting that. But again, I just don't get, how can you think or talk about those things if you're not even there? That is the first thing. How do you know if he can put Stella to bed and change her diaper? How do you know if he's going to be able to sit and explain things to Nova in the way that she's impatiently and like,
yeah, it's
but you're talking about rings, mm-hmm. but you won't tell. It just doesn't make any sense. No. It's like so ass backwards. I don't understand.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Ass backwards.
Yes, seriously, like, what? So Leah goes to, this was crazy. I was not expecting this with Leah and her sister Victoria. Okay, I'll tell you what I was most like shocked about, which you probably know. They go to Florida for a family vacation. So we knew from last week that Leah was going to find out that the sister was pregnant. We knew that. Mm-hmm. What we did not know was that she's pregnant from a random hookup and from the Costa Rica trip with Kale. Mm-hmm. Costa Rica. Like, how else do I say it?
The fact that it was a one night drunken thing and she didn't use protection is what, like, I was shocked about. Like, this time, you know, in the world, people should know this young age. Like, there are just things that that we didn't know at my age as much as it's known now. And she should have known that. Diseases. And
I mean, she definitely knows. She's just drunk and careless, I think. But the problem is, like, she has two kids. How? Oh, it's just so crazy. But we do go through the whole, she's feeling really sick and she's only 6 weeks, but she wants to make sure that everything's okay because she had a
miscarriage
before. So they go in and they do find the heartbeat, which was nice. So that was really good. But I just still cannot get over the fact that Costa Rica.
She's going to have some random guys. Right. Like, so how is he ever going to come over and how is he going to be part of the kid's life, if that's, because she said she's still talking to him.
Well, for the longest time before, she said that at the end, for the longest time, I'm like, oh my God, like, this kid's legit not going to know its father. Mm-mm. Like, have no idea. And it's not even like, oh yeah, your dad didn't want to be part of your life. It's, I have no clue, from Costa Rica. You're Costa Rican. I know that.
I know his first name pretty much, you know, but I don't know anything else about him. I was drunk.
Oh my God, it's just so crazy. But I'm glad the baby's okay and they found the heartbeat. I mean, that's a huge deal. So that was really good. So on the Unseen Moments with Kale that was filmed, she gets kind of caught, but she wasn't trying to hide it either. I mean, there was no way. She knew she was mic'd up. She was sitting next to Leah and she was just whispering, like, not on camera, not live or anything like that. You know, Javi snuck into my room or came in my room at 6:30 in the morning. I was like, what, you know? And I guess it aired, and him and Lauren had a bunch of fights about it, a big blowout about it.
Right, because she said he wanted to hook up with her.
Yeah. So, yeah, she said that he was there to have sex with her, and I don't think she would lie about that.
No.
At all. I don't see that being any possibility.
Well, she hates her, though. But I don't think she would.
No, and I don't think she wants. I think she didn't want Javi, wasn't attracted to Javi for so long in that marriage, like at the end, even when he wasn't even. So I don't think, I don't even think.
Right,
and
what
I don't
would think she gain?
And I don't think she's that type of person either. As ruthless as she is. But she does, you know, the producers tell her that they got engaged, and she was just like, oh, have fun with that. Like, he's been cheating on you since you were pregnant. Like, I don't care. Her reaction when they told him was like not stunned, not shocked. She's like, I knew. I don't care.
Yeah, but she had just talked to V about the whole thing.
Yeah.
So she already knew, so she wasn't shocked when they told her.
No, and she wasn't. She had known because Javi had told her.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, like, the V conversation I'll touch upon. But regardless of that, like, it wasn't. I don't know. I just think if I found out, like, my ex-husband, who I have a child with, who just tried to cheat on his girlfriend with me, like, and I, even if I knew it, like, it would just be like, wow, like, he really did, I don't know. But there was just, like, nothing there.
Yeah, well, she made her little dig, like, well, he's been cheating on her the whole time.
Yeah.
Which, knowing she's going to see this.
Yes.
And hear this, so, I mean, I don't know. I don't really even know how I feel about it because she doesn't like her. And she's just really honest. Really honest about what she has to say. Came in her room, tried to have sex with her. So.
Yeah, there is no hiding any type of anything right. with her.
No.
She's
not going to keep a secret.
No, but I mean, I don't know. It really, but regardless of any of it, this is what I wanted. This is the point I wanted to get to. I got like, I just kind of mumbled through this, but what I really wanted to get through was he did cheat on her. Mm-hmm. Like, it is 100% proven. We know it. It happened. So that's why us seeing it at this time when the whole scandal did break out and he apologized for it and he admitted to it and we know the whole truth. That's what makes all of this so crazy. Because I didn't know, like, I thought they did have a good relationship. And then all this came out, and it was like, oh, crap, like, he is who he is. And now it's like Lauren had some type of foreshadowing up into it.
I know. It's so sad. I liked her.
Yeah. I don't know how I really felt about her. I thought, for some reason, I got, like, a little bit of, like, a conniving feel. But I don't know. How cute was Lux, though, trying to do jujitsu with the boys? Practice.
Oh, my God.
Running around. He's a big man. He's just a little big, huge. He's a tiny little huge man.
Right.
It's
an
just,
adult man.
He's an adult mini man.
Right. Exactly. He's so cute, though.
He is with his flowing hair like Fabio.
Then Kayla's like, he actually thinks he's doing something out there.
Oh my God, and he does. And like at one point the instructor, like, they did something and he like told him to go into one direction and like Lux was the first to go. I was like, whoa, this kid like really knows what's happening.
Yeah, he's super cute.
He really is. But yeah, the meeting with V was super cool. We never thought we'd get here with her. I mean, that was really nice. And they even talk about it. Like, V's like, I can't believe like what you put me through or
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
vice versa. Yeah. And so it was really cool to see that.
Yeah.
I'm just very interested to see what happens with the Lauren thing and if we get her side next week, or, mm-hmm. you know, anything like that. So the big, big whole thing is the Jade. The big whole issue this episode was the Jade drama. So she picks Chloe up from Sean. The last we left them was Jade moved with her in with her cousin, and they were taking a break. And then, you know, he was keeping Chloe. It was really weird.
Yeah.
So she takes Chloe, and she goes to pick up some of her stuff, and she finds drug paraphernalia in the trash, the one trash can that he didn't take out. And I guess he took out all the other trash cans, which he never does, which was like a sign to her. And she knows, like, she's been dealing with his drug addiction for a while now. And she's her parents, I think it's her mom, and her, I think, stepdad, but they're in and out of her life on a binge, off a binge, on a binge, off a binge all the time. She can never trust her parents. Her parents were living on her couch at one point with Sean. Like, it was, yeah, it's a whole issue. That's why I was, like, super shocked that she smoked. Maybe she super shocked, maybe not. I don't know which one, but mostly shocked. But, yeah, so it's just so crazy because she finds used condoms, and she said she ran up with them in her hands, flapping around, spewing things, body liquids, fluids. No, she didn't say it like that. But he was pushing her, trying to make her get out. They were fighting. So she just was like, can't do this, like, done. So she got her own place. She's going to move into it, and her mom comes to help, but she doesn't feel safe to go over and get her stuff, which I thought was true. Like, he has her gun that's in her name that he doesn't even have a permit for. So she did the right things, and she called the cops. Now, what in the world? Those cops were like the scum of the earth, I feel like.
So if you ever get a divorce, or if you ever break up with a boyfriend and you're living together, don't leave the house. Don't.
What if you're scared for your own life?
So what you do is so she did, though. She took just a few things. And I guess there's another way to go through it. They said, I forget what they called that. Another
common court or something like that.
Yeah. But usually if you leave the house, that person in there has more rights to the stuff at that time. So I always knew that. I know that there's some difference about how much you take or how long you leave the house for. But they don't have, those cops standing there don't have any idea who bought that refrigerator. She could just come in there with these cops and take everything out of the house.
Yeah, but he wasn't even saying no. Like, first of all, he didn't even open the door. They had to pretty much...
No, she said he opened the door and ran upstairs.
Oh, I didn't...
And he was saying things upstairs.
But
he
not... was he?
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't... But then it's like... Yeah, but okay, so then what? So then... But it is her stuff. So then what do they do? Nothing. So then she's screwed with a baby and no food that she just bought groceries.
So they would have let her take the crib, the baby's clothes. First of all, I mean, I know after watching it for a little while why she wanted the gun, but all she kept saying was the gun. And in the beginning of her talking about it, I'm like, well, what does she care so much? And that's what the cop said. Like, is that the only thing you need in this house? But it was for safety if he had it, and that's why she didn't want to go. And I understand that. But they would have let her take the baby stuff, anything to do with the baby. But then when you start taking food out of the house, who knows who bought it? A couch, who knows if it was his mother's, you know, the TV, who knows if it, you know what I mean? You can't. Anybody could do that. So everything escalated. So they had to say, okay, that's enough. We got to go.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, she's going to have to go through the proper channels and do it right. It was so horrible for her. I felt her pain. It was horrible because I know she doesn't know, you know, and I know that leaving everything behind, like, oh my God, I got kicked out of my house. I have nothing. He's sitting pretty in with my stuff.
Yeah.
It was terrible.
Yeah. That was terrible. And then she blacks out. Mm-hmm. You know, she just probably got so overwhelmed. The mom, oh my God, she needs to just stay out of it all. She made everything 10 times worse. Right. Like, oh, while she ran and wiped out. First of all, that was just...
Jade's like, what are you doing? How embarrassing.
That was so funny. I mean, I feel bad. No, not really. No. But it was really
funny.
She
was fine.
And then she runs out. She's running down the street. I'm like, where? Screaming. I'm like, where is she going? Like, the cars are over here. But it was really sad. I mean, it was just so awful.
Oh, I really felt so bad for her sitting out there. Like, I can only imagine what was going through her head. Like, I just had to leave, and I have nothing. I have nothing.
And she knows how he is. Like, she's probably like, he's just on a, you know, doing drugs and mm-hmm. sitting up there, and he hasn't been going to rehab. Like, I've been the one clean and supportive. And
she said that he hid all her stuff when she, you know, so he knew this, and then he was that devious to go and hide everything that she needs.
Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's heartbreaking.
Well, I really hope this is the end to that relationship, because it's done. It's over. Like, there's nothing. There's no more salvaging anything. Like, I get why she tried to get him through rehab and, mm-hmm. you know, for Chloe and for her relationship and everything. But, I mean, it's too far gone now.
Oh, I agree. And she got herself an apartment.
Yeah, so that's good. I really truly just would love to watch the mom fall on that stairs, like, back to back.
Oh, yeah.
It was just so funny. She ran so fast. I'm blaming over my
Well,
head now.
She said, like, she's going to run. I'll go break down the door. I'll run and break down the door. Like, please don't.
Please don't.
Right.
We have cops here that are trained to do that if they need to.
You just stand there and act like a lady.
Oh, no. That was not going to happen.
No.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that pretty much sums up everybody from that show. And there was a lot of drama. Next week, Gracie, one of the twins, tries to read Leah's text messages to Jeremy. Mm. So there's some more Jeremy talk. Kale finds a new house online and goes to check it out. I'm sure it's going to be great. I can't wait to see it. Remember, she was talking about building a house. Mm-hmm. And then she decided to stop that process mainly because she felt like she wanted to do that in her life with a partner and, mm-hmm. you know, not build this her dream house by herself and then have somebody
else
do it. Yeah,
that's awesome. That makes sense.
Yeah. Nova writes signs, like, around the house, like, I want daddy. And so Brianna finally sits down with Devoyne. And if you guys missed the reunion, his name is Devoyne, not mm-hmm. Devon.
No.
And he tells us. So, and she just says, you know, this, we need to make sure this never happens again. Like, this can never come up. Chelsea's mom gets upset with her when she finds out about the land and that she wants, you know, they're going to be moving, because I think it's like 45 minutes or like 30 minutes or something closer to, like, the dad than her mom.
And closer to the sister, though, too, right? That's what they said.
Was that the sister?
Okay, maybe not.
I thought it was a friend. That's not her sister, like, I don't think. And then Sean goes on Instagram Live and bashes Jade. And there's a bunch of drama there. But Jade is not letting Chloe see Sean, just because she's like, it's not safe, it's not healthy, he's not in the right mind, which she's always been very good about that. So I truly do not believe this is anything to do with their fight, you know. Uh-huh. And she's the type that, like, understands, like, that she needs a break.
Yeah. Okay.
So I'm sure, like, she's kind of suffering there. Mm-hmm. You know, it's hard for her. But a lot of good stuff. So what do you think?
So my thought that I had, you know, watching the show, because I knew you were going to ask the question.
Yes.
I thought that I would see Jade hanging around with Sean and kind of give, but doesn't say that.
What do you mean by that?
Like, I thought Jade was gonna, you know, now that she just got out, but I thought next, like, to come, that she would be in his life again or giving him a chance, or he would be trying to get back. And
you didn't think it'd be this big blowout end kind of thing?
No.
And we thought it was going to be another girl involved.
Yeah, and you know why? Because what I said that last week, because, and in the conversation when she was saying, he's probably up there doing drugs all day, I must have heard.
Because she said bitch. She said that. Yes. And so she was calling him.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. I knew there was a spot. I was like, well, that's what I heard.
Yeah. Well.
Thank God.
I know. Thank God.
I was really
waiting. Well, no, because she found the condoms. That's as bad as it gets.
Yeah. Oh, and his lame excuse.
Oh, my God. I don't even want to talk about it. Go watch the show and then come back and talk to us about it in the comments. All right, guys. Thank you so much for joining us, talking all things Teen Mom 2. We are super excited about next week to find out how this Jade and Sean thing blows over or doesn't. We'll see. Lots to do with all the other girls. So thank you so much for joining us. You can find me on Instagram at Mackenzie Fain. Where can we find you, Mama Lee?
On Instagram at Lee Fain.
Alrighty. See you next week, guys. Have a good week.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.